Of your money has been spent on, well, the next generation rolling stock, NGR trains. 35 of them are on tracks as we speak. 75 are ordered overall. And yesterday, a report looking into design problems and a whole range of other issues associated with the procurement process was delivered to government. It was done by retired Judge Michael Ford. He undertook a four-month investigation and found no evidence that successive ministers or top officials had been told the train design was effectively illegal because it didn't comply with disability access requirements. That said, though, this report shows that the process involved should never be repeated again. And the disability sector potentially vindicated for what they have said for a long time, that they were never consulted in the first place. Jeff Trappert is from disability advocacy group Inclusion Moves. Jeff, good morning to you.
Morning, Craig. Morning, Rebecca.
How frustrating has this overall process been for you?
Oh, absolutely frustrating to know that you're banging your head against a brick wall trying to deliver trains which provide equal access for every Queenslander, and knowing that there's a force working against you, and a force that has now come out and been shown in the cold day of light.
Now, this report hasn't been made public at this stage. It's sitting with the Premier to go to Cabinet over the next week at some stage for the government to determine its response. But on speaking with Michael Ford yesterday afternoon, he told me that the design of the train was effectively signed off on, knowing full well that it didn't comply with disability access requirements. Were you ever consulted? Do you know anyone from the disability sector who was consulted on the design?
We were in the room, but that doesn't mean we were consulted. We were told a number of aspects of the train that would be delivered, but the ship had already sailed by that point. The designs had already been signed off. It was already a done deal. So the consultation that they'll say did occur was simply lip service.
Jeff, just explain in practical terms how these trains are non-compliant.
There's principally two issues. The first is that the bathroom simply doesn't make the size requirements that exist within the federal legislation for public transport, so it makes it very difficult for a person using a mobility device to be able to use the bathroom. And then there's also a number of alleyways or joining pathways in the train which are, again, more narrow than what is specified in the standards. Mistakes that just should have been caught. There's a fine line between not knowing something and being purposely ignorant of those kinds of issues. The people involved just absolutely should have known.
Is that illegal?
It's a very vexed question, that, and one that the disability sector is still grappling with. And the issue of legal action is still certainly one that's on the table. This is still a live issue, Rebecca. The trains that are running on the network now are still non-compliant. They've been proven to be non-compliant by the Human Rights Act, by the Human Rights Commission, yet there's still been a decision by this current Queensland government to put them on the track. That's an issue which we hope Michael Ford covered in his inquiry, but if not, it is absolutely still an issue that needs to be looked into. Who thinks that they can make a decision in this day and age to put known non-compliant trains on the track?
To find out the answer to that question, we'll need to see the full report. Do you think it needs to be released publicly?
Absolutely needs to be released publicly and needs to be released quickly. This isn't one of those reports that government should sit on for a number of weeks to try and get their ducks in a row. To do that would show that this was a political manoeuvre in the first place. Should be released in full and should be released quickly.
The government is investigating the trains, conducting some work to fix some of the issues that you've identified. Is that good enough to do it sort of on the run?
That's still a question that's up in the air. We're told that there's been a commitment to fix these trains. We haven't seen a rectification plan. A rectification plan hasn't been made public. A rectification plan with timelines hasn't been made public. It could come out that these trains will take 20 years to fix. That's 20 years that people with a disability's rights will be affected. So this is still absolutely an issue where mistakes are still being made now, not just in the past under LNP governments.
Will you pursue legal action, Jeff?
Absolutely. That's an issue that the disability sector is still has on the table to be able to enact our rights as full citizens of Queensland to be able to access train travel in the same way that anybody else should. These trains are still non-compliant, which still puts them squarely in the legal realm.
Jeff, appreciate your time. It's something we'll continue to follow as well. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you.
Jeff Trappert from the disability advocacy group Inclusion Moves, talking about the next generation rolling stock trains. We did put in a request for the Minister for Transport, Mark Bailey. He's unavailable this morning. We look forward to seeing if that full report is released, a four-month investigation by retired Judge Michael Ford, handed to government yesterday to be taken to Cabinet over the next week before the government hands down a response. If you've been